This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
A place to find the greatest podcasts from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net. The rumblings of revolution.
Revolution.
The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
Ah, you know how we do it. Coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the Big Baby P.
What up, y'all?
To my left, the Average Joe.
Yo.
What's up, Internet, in the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to another fun yet exciting episode of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. And bam, we've got one hell of a show coming your way today. We've got two interviews and a special guest co-host who's got a camera on me, making me all uncomfortable.
Pressure's
and nervous.
On, dude.
Pressure's on.
I cannot work like this.
You can't work like this.
We're doing the trifecta of hurt. We got three special guests, bus driver, Mr. Les Zaldor from Zaldor, ZALDOR.com.
Les.
And Jim Forner from the Bullfrog.
What do you think? Owner of the Bullfrog. Whoa.
That's right, the owner. I did say bus driver's coming up too, right?
Biggity bus.
The bus driver waiting.
Yes, sir, man.
Looking forward to hearing from him. I like the stuff you guys played a few episodes ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's different for me. I like when, especially when it comes to what has to be pigeonholed as hip-hop or rap, that it's something that's moving in a direction and not sitting stagnant, auto-tuning.
Like, oh, this is where we at?
Auto-tuning okay. And fucking sitting in a club looking at big booty whores on cognac and chains.
It just totally came off. I wasn't expecting it, rapping to a classical.
Right.
It's like, wow. Les
gets
awesome.
It. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's
so like, I'd love to play that stuff on my show sometime. So
you know what? His
I had to get some of his
he's
stuff.
He's got it. Yeah. He's got this album is called Jelly Beam. I think you'd like a lot of it if you even remotely like that because it's very creative.
Yeah, cool.
But he had a song called Imaginary Places that was on Tony Hawk's video game, one of the, you know, Tony Hawk's, I forget the game was, but it's called Imaginary Places.
Now I think
it's similar. He hits all the, you know, hits all the piano parts and rhythms to another classical piece. It's fucking
I'll have to check
trippy,
that out.
Man.
And Jelly Beam?
That's this album.
All right.
Jelly Beam. Yeah, we're going to hear Split Seconds and Again for Another Time, Me Time, a little bit later on in the show. So
where's the motherfucking Average Joe at, by the way?
The Average Joe is on his way to Midland, somewhere around the Zilwaukee Bridge. His buddy's car broke down, so yeah, that's that. Sarah called me and said she was having baby trouble. That's that.
Yeah, she got too much of it on her face.
Baby gravy trouble?
Too much baby on the face.
Too much baby gravy.
There's some spoiled baby gravy.
I apologize.
Oh, man.
Sorry about you.
To the listeners that they had to just listen to such a juvenile antic on behalf of Big Baby P.
For our listeners out there, if you want to unload your baby gravy, please give Sarah Force a call at 248. All right.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
I thought you were going to say that. I thought you were going to say the show number.
Well, yeah, 313-254-4260. You can call that anytime. The comment line, we got a MySpace, we got a Facebook, we got a Twitter. Check us out at theolinezrashow.com. And where else, Pat?
Google us, bitches.
That's right. And before we get too much into the show, we got two upcoming shows. The 22nd of August, that's going to be the J-Bone and Swigs record release party at the Bullfrog. That's going to be hosted by us, and I have a chance to redeem myself. And then we got the one-year birthday bash featuring The Pills, Tried in Absentia. I heard B-Dab?
There is a funk band called B-Dab that will be making an appearance.
And then there will be a melee battle with bass guitars between B-Dab and none other than Mike Lords and Sauce Funky.
Well, speaking of the Pills, you mentioned they were playing the anniversary bash, right?
Right.
Yep.
The show that you guys hosted for them. Did you guys get a chance to check out Broken Day Machine? They're playing there also?
No, I see.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Steve actually did make contact with
them. Cool. Them dudes are cool, man.
Oh, yeah, real cool guys. I've interviewed twice on Insomnia Radio Detroit, and they're a really great bunch of guys.
You've interviewed them where?
Twice on Insomnia Radio Detroit.
There you go.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Which is at detroit.insomniaradio.net.
Yeah,
there you go.
Got
to be sure to plug yourself on us.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
That's right.
Well,
don't make it too graphic. So your listeners can hear about my show.
Yeah, right.
Right, so all seven of them.
All seven will hear about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's right, so and you combine that with our six, seven and six?
No, the seven of your listeners.
Seven of ours is what he meant.
This guy's got
how dare I?
I've got like 50,000 listeners.
Les, I'm sorry. Did you think you were coming here to promote?
Oh,
no, we're
hey,
just,
hey, screw
this
that.
Is just us 50, talking.
50,007 is better than 50,000.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
If I can get your seven listeners to my 50,000, that's it. It's all over for me. I'm done.
He's pirating our show.
That's awesome.
Nice.
So yeah, definitely check out Broken Day Machine.
Yeah, them dudes are cool, man.
Yeah, I'd like to get them on this show here.
Yeah, they had some good songs.
So they can get seven more listeners to their music.
Yes.
That's what's important.
Exactly.
Because that seven will tell like three.
Maybe.
And then you got 10.
And then so on and so on.
So on. Right.
But yeah, those guys were really cool, and the Pills just do an amazing
massacre. And the Potty Mouth Sisters were there too. I understand.
Yeah, yeah, I talked
about that. This is cool.
I had a chance to talk to those guys and give them a shout out for Taylor Made. Being an ex cable guy, I appreciate that song.
Yeah, I just
played one of their songs on my last Insomnia Radio Detroit. I played the
was that a new
the
one?
The Spinner one, the Spinnerella or Spin.
Oh, one? Yeah, yeah,
the Spinner song. Whatever, I can't think of anything
okay.
right now.
Okay, they're given. Love to the smaller girls.
Yes, exactly.
Because they're all about the, you know.
Ah, so this is about
Hefty
the kind
Taylor.
Of spinner that I
am. Yes,
that
you thought right away.
Okay,
for
awesome.
For once, your degenerative mind was correct.
Awesome.
Unbelievable. Well, hey, Steve, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
Bam. Shorts Brewery makes a beer called Pandemonium. Pale Ale.
Pandemonium.
Yeah, man. You'll know it because there is a little demon on the front of the bottle looking like he's contemplating something or other. What is it? Who knows? But this Pandemonium Pale Ale has a little tagline that says, "Behold the bitter hysteria." And the fact that it is also, by the way, a Michigan beer brewed and bottled by Shorts Brewing Company in Elk Rapids, Michigan, which is way the fuck over here.
Like right beneath the
that way over there.
That means the water is cleaner.
Did you ever people do that in Michigan? Are you constantly? Yeah. It's,
yeah, I'm from right here. Yeah.
That's
you know
why
what,
when
you
I
know
leave,
what I wonder. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say what I. That's why I like to when we're done with the show, I go out and smack the ground because it's like giving Michigan a high five or a low five.
No, I was gonna say that with you saying you because you're right. A lot of people do that with Michigan. Hold up the hand and say, yeah, we're right about here.
I can almost
Florida,
see you on the video when you hold your hand up, Pat.
See? I wonder if in Florida they do one of these. Yeah, it's all about right
a Wang?
About, yeah.
So you're saying Florida is like America's Wang.
I mean, pretty much. It is.
Have you seen the shape of the state?
Can yeah, you get that on video, Pat?
No. No. I wonder if they just stand up and pull out like, yeah, we're in Miami, which is right about.
So when is Michigan going to finally reach down and give Florida
yank
a hand
that
job?
Fucker?
Anyway, so
2012,
yeah.
I hear.
We are looking at this coming out of Elk Rapids, Michigan. And by the way, there's another little sentence here that says, handmade by people who care. You got to love that.
So does
drinks,
that mean they
correct?
Like stick their hands into the beer while it's brewing?
They stir it with
they
their
stir
hands.
It, right.
Great.
Hand stirred.
The hands the hands that they use to help their Floridians
can we see that
out.
Movement again?
Great grandparents showing up in there. Sticking their hands and stuff.
Oh man!
So they had baby stuff all over them.
Oh yeah!
You know, they
baby
come
gravy.
In, start,
baby, thank
baby,
you.
Lick their hand, get drunk throughout the day.
this is kind of what I believe all alcoholic beverages should put their ABVs on a bottle. I like when I get a wine and can check if it's 7.5 content, if it's 12.5. This doesn't list an ABV as well as I couldn't find one. There was a number I came across, so I'm just going to call the brewing company later and bring it up.
What's the number?
Hey, it's on the website. ABV,
everybody call this brewing company and demand that they put the AP.
Do they have a website?
Shortsbrewing.com.
Shortsbrewing.com.
Maybe it's on there.
Out of Elk Rapids. No, it wasn't actually. That's what I mean. I couldn't like locate a. But I can tell you from experience, I suspect it's probably a 5.5, potentially 5.6, because I drank four of them, and that's my gauge. Can usually tell right about from there. But man, Pandemonium Pale Ale. If you come across this stuff, Red Label.
Wait a minute. You can gauge the ABV just by taste, Steve?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you've drank enough beer throughout the course of your life that you can just gauge.
It's almost like eyeing up a dime bag or eyeing all up... Right.
I can relate it to that really easy.
That is interesting, creepy, and scary all at the same time.
Yes. Nonetheless, very,
how is
very
that
functional.
Creepy?
I'm a professional drinker, okay? There's a lot that goes into that.
So that's why those young girls call you Uncle Magnano.
Uncle Steve. Yeah. Which that is a little creepy. That creeps me out.
Just a little bit.
Well, as long as you're creeped out by it, it's good.
Right.
Yes. So that's the beer of the week.
So a couple of you called the comment line at 313-254-4260.
How many times have you called the comment line?
Because I'm such a narcissistic bastard, I call it just to hear the sound of my own voice, but, you know, we'll just keep that between us.
Right? No, that's like why whenever you call him, it goes straight to voicemail, because he's already fucking calling himself to hear his own fucking voicemail.
But anyway, a couple of you called, and first up, one of the guys from Jagoff Publishing out in Chicago, shout out to those guys, called and said this.
Hey, Owen, it's Gary from Jagoff calling. Just calling to seeing how your research went in with the promoter's ordinance stuff and keep fighting a good fight, yo.
That's always kind of a scary introduction. This is Gary with Jagoff. It's like, what are you doing right now? Where are you at?
He's got a nice deep voice. Like, what are you doing right now? What are you wearing?
Do you got a shirt on?
Anyway, he did the Chicago Promoters Ordinance video, which I told those guys I was going to do some research and check it out. Unfortunately, I've just been swamped. I had a new job come up and some personal drama. I will get to it, I promise, Gary. I promise.
Word.
But yeah, I just wanted to give props to what they're doing. You can check them out. Just Google J-A-G-O-F-F. That's Jagoff.
Please be sure that you put in the G. Because if you put in pretty much any other letter that it sounds like...
you might crash your hard drive.
Yeah, you're going to get something that we at the Olin Ezra Show don't want to have you getting. unless you're into that sort of thing.
Is that what they call Air Force official officers too? Jagoffs, yeah. Offs as in officers, I'm not kidding you. Yeah.
Hey, Jagoff, what's going on, buddy? Hey, Private Jagoff.
Yeah, Private Jagoff.
That might be it.
But those guys work really hard.
Oh, shit, it's Corporal Jagoff.
And we support what they do over there. So shout out to Jagoff. Next comment.
Hey, Olin Ezra Show, what's going on? I just kind of want to talk about, like, crime in Detroit. Like, I know you guys are all about, like, telling people, like, the truth and whatnot. Like, I don't know if anybody knows this, like, Clarence Boddicker is behind, like, a whole bunch of shit going on in Detroit these days. And whether or not you know this, he's, like, the fucking number two guy at OCP. And OCP basically runs the fucking cops. So I want you to think about that just for one second. All right, bye. Peace.
I am thinking, good sir.
I got you on that.
Was he yelling at us?
The privatization of the police force, kind of thing.
Yes,
which is what OCP was in the movie. That
I think
was privatized police force.
Unless there's an actual OCP moniker, sure, he's referencing what they did in that movie.
Yeah,
but more importantly, like, this was never covered. But Mike Cox, Attorney General Mike Cox,
that guy.
He had a meeting. This was two summers ago. That invited international police agencies here to Detroit for a meeting to talk about global security and bringing in Israeli national police to work terrorist units. And as of now, by the way, what they're doing, you can only do this should you have repealed what's called posse comitatus under the fucking act of you know, this is unconstitutional.
No, right. No,
to use military... objective for, you know, public domain. So, for instance, they're using military equipment now under the guise of Homeland Security, and one of them is the A-10 Warthog. Did you ever see that plane?
Oh, yeah.
Two big engines on
the
back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Flying the river right now. They peruse the river. They shoot all the way down, way back east, come back up. They go as far as up even around, like, Huron, up in Lexington and stuff. And
well, yeah, hey, what's that about the Constitution Free Zone, buddy?
Means 100 miles inland, everything around the United States is technically subject to interpretation, including all of Michigan.
All of Michigan, all of Florida.
All of it.
Two-thirds of California, all of New York, all of New Jersey.
Sure.
What I think this
guy is going with that is that, yeah, it's no longer like our local police protecting people because they have to. It's their job on a local level. It's now outside of that, and fuck the small people. You know, most of them are security detail for the fucking city council, you know.
You know what? That's actually two things about that. One, everyone should hear the Dead Prez song, Police State. Love that fucking song. I love that fucking song. But two, yeah, bring this up because you just talked about the airplanes and everything that they got. I personally have seen the Homeland Security, like, surveillance trucks throughout Detroit multiple times.
Really?
And it's one of those things where it's like you see it and you see the cop cars surrounding it and you see them all set up, this, that, and the other, but you never hear about it on the news. It's not in the free press. No.
Well,
not,
that's another thing
like,
that they,
like those greasy bastards want you to know the truth.
With right. the Mike Cox, or with the National Police meeting, sure, not one local agency touched it. You would think you'd want to know if there was international police
going
forces
on here.
In here dealing with local police.
Well, no, because people still aren't hip to the fact that we have no constitutional rights right now. If they wanted to open the door and beat us senseless and throw us in a prison camp, they could.
And that's because, you know, each of these administrations takes their 4-year term, potentially 8, to chip away. You know,
that's
these little, what's called like a totalitarian tiptoe. These little small things that they do that eventually make it all possible to unload.
Well, let's go ahead and unload a track by Bus Driver. This one's called Split Second.
Be real. Conscious rap failed us.
Abraham's are shuffling the raisin bran and eyeballs to bylaws are leaping off the laser scan until your genotype and telling you to deep a pipe if you don't do it well. These hosts might the random carpenter code fills the deficit in motor skills of onlookers. Raw sugars register an overkill within your colon wall, so I can't eat bowling ball. You squeeze out at the open call, but what if you could inundate the open hearing with your shrewd barbs that to perforate the sloganeering on the cue cards when you press a fine cut or just apply blushes, bee scrubs, seek help, and nibbling and pie crust. The job offers for Albanese account Dracula and calorie account spatula, kitchen sapphire and the lithograph on your Calvin Klein alkaline and rich gonad. Should I kiss your ass or drown you in the saffron soy dip above my Saxon joystick and puts at my glitter speckled tight jumpsuit, Mr. Applewhite grunt cubes from the candlelight drunk selling some suit, being a fresh-faced unknown with sophomore gags and washboard abs fighting Cineplex waste blood sounds. Can I be OG Mudbone? Go free then plant the phone.
Copies, undefeated, screaming fancy copies, leopard elite, that are pumping antibodies into DP's cleavage. They split it, they're Ethan and these are swampies, undefeated, screaming fancy copies, leopard elite, that are pumping antibodies into DP's cleavage. They split it.
Dollar guilt trips tempt them. African name book proves that behind the cumulus blue, there's a cumulus of stew as Dane Cook's table reads where Yank butchers anal beads out of the trunks from a peach rated test run, sipping YouTube viewership of deviated septum. Between two, choose your pick, rules Zimbabwe, arm approved computer chips become your new Yahweh. Boo hoo, lose your bit, your dope's in the blood and soul, cause most rap career is mere a stint as drug mules. But are you that picking any blackface written sippy art on screen time is split 50-50, but I've only drawn guns on the construction paper with a pastel stick, and I'm a left to send a loyalist who was selling bean pies with a bad sales pitch. This sex offender foils fixed in utero on my own dumbass selfie. I pimp super ho, whom is me? Did I can drive rid of fishbone, have fire and brimstone, the miser's pissed on, but I'm not sure. Dollar to end up with ACP or NWA on GP, but I straddle the fence every nanosecond. Capital checks by the utero wall of my music hall. It's like, who points Trump foes T.I. Why do me? But if you embarrassed, so would I fame, perk, or playbook, entire, retire, re-split taxes. They split taxes. They split taxes. They split taxes.
And we are on the phone with Bus Driver.
Hello.
Yo, Bus, how you doing? Can you hear me okay, man?
Actually, I'm living in the fifth terminal of LAX, so it's hard to hear sometimes.
Okay. How long would you say that we have for this?
At least 2.5 minutes, at least.
Okay, well, let me keep this concise then and start off with, through your extensive research into the human condition, can you offer me the answer to our existence on Earth?
I definitely cannot.
All right, then. Well, let's start with your latest release, Jelly Beam. Hey, man, I think this is a brilliant record. And I see. Well, I can tell you your collaborations again with cohorts like Daddy Kev, Daedalus, all dope producers in their own right. So, can you gauge any response to this album thus far?
It's been really good. It's, you know, this record was mainly for heads who have been messed with me for a long time. So, But I did it mainly for them. I wasn't really trying to branch out and garner some new audience like I did with the last record. And and that being my goal, it's gone pretty well, and
nice,
people have been all about it.
Is this album any different a release for you than, say, Cosmic Cleavage or Roadkill?
I'm at a different. I feel this point in my life, making a record like this is not as easy as it would have been. Even though it should be easier. It's just hard for me to justify doing songs like Me Time and things like that nowadays, but once I got into it, I really...
I know what you mean. I know what you mean by that. I might as well reference now, I was going to later, but Thick Enough. I noticed you just put up that new tune. Is that you and Daedalus doing Thick Enough?
Yeah.
you motherfucker.
That is amazing, my friend.
I see. It's going to work, though, man. I love the compelling start to Jelly Beam, by the way. Be real, conscious rap failed us.
Yeah.
Way to freak out the hipsters, by the way, but maybe it's rhetorical.
Yeah. I mean, that was just some non sequitur shit I was saying at the time, but I mean it somewhat, but you know, it's just me being a jaded, mad rapper type, and it's just more of that.
Right. Hey, I don't want to sound gay or nothing, but I think when cats chase butterflies, that's pretty sweet. So what do you find to be pretty sweet?
When cats chase butterflies.
Dude, I saw it the other day and I was sat there in stunned silent amusement.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't come up with anything that's sweeter than that. I think that's overshot my sweetness meter.
Nice. Well, I don't want to, you know, drag you too long here, but real quick, I'm going to touch on a couple influences. Your MySpace actually lists a couple really cool influences, one of which is The Residents. Do you have like a favorite Residents project or album?
The records have always been fantastic and enigmatic to me, but more their presentation with the eyeball and the suits and and all the art in their shows, it's always been really mysterious.
Yeah, man, like their approach.
Enigmatic. So I've always been a fan of that.
They got this, just real quick for anyone might not know, they have an album they came out with, I think in the 80s, called The Commercial Album, where like every track is only 1 minute.
Yeah.
And that that concept being American pop music is so stale, it's really just like 1 minute's worth of an idea and then just arranged and repeated. But is this true? I read somewhere your father was a screenwriter in the classic hip-hop flick Crush Groove?
Yeah, he wrote Crush Groove.
He wrote Crush Groove?
Yep.
Holy cripes, man. Has he worked on any other movies?
Nah, he mainly did TV after that. He did shows like Mo, Alicia, and The Parkers and shit like that. But, I said...
Oh, no, hey, man, you can curse all you want.
We're
ass bitch cunt.
Yeah, and we got, we can
fuck
edit.
Whoa, hey, yes, fuck hey, shit ass bitch cunt.
Bring it down a notch, sir. That is...
I just had to put that out there, let people know what I'm all about.
The bitch and the puss, right? that's cool, man. Do you feel, you were kind of like indoctrinated into hip-hop culture, like the real hip-hop. Do you feel that?
I mean, is that hip-hop culture, being a filmmaker, making a movie about hip-hop? I don't know if that really is. I mean, it's more filmmaking culture, but I definitely did get a peek into hip hop mega stardom in the '80s, you know.
Right.
You know, I got to meet LL Cool J and meet Run DMC and hear about the dealings with them, like how LL Cool J basically didn't get paid in money for his little scene. He got paid in sneakers. They basically gave him 16 pairs of Adidas for his cameo, which I thought was some real B-boy shit. I thought that was 100% bona fide B-boyisms.
Right. Yeah, I guess I just meant, you know, all those films captured like the movement essentially at the time, the street performing, the way the music went. I like to make my cousins and the kids whenever I can watch, you know, Crush Groove, Beat Street, Tougher Than Leather. Hey, you know what? Even Breakin'. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I make them watch that. So, well, hey, man, with your with this latest Cambridge police arrest of Louis Gates and what happened with that, do you have any comment on the state of white rapping?
Of white rapping?
Yeah, not the white rappers themselves, but their rapping.
I think the comment, you know, people being white rappers is kind of passe, like, because, you know, I mean, in the real life, I mean, people who actually do rap music, we all know that people of all colors and creeds do it and participate in it. And that, you know, the audience is rarely made up of any black faces. So it's not really, all this thing about, oh, this is black music. I mean, it is black music, but, you know, we do live in America, and it is one of the more popular forms of music in the world. So henceforth, everyone's going to pick it up. And, you know, the fact that white people are doing it is not really that shocking. But when I did see someone like Asher Roth, who's being marketed as just being a white guy, doing white guy things,
yep.
It's kind of annoying. But that's, you know, that can be with them, anybody. You know, being a black guy doing black guy things, or a Korean guy doing Korean guy things. You know what I mean?
Doing Korean guy things, yep.
So that can apply to anybody. But you know, some of the freshest rappers in the world are white, and it doesn't fucking matter.
Right
know?
On, man. So, hey, that's cool. I was just kidding anyway. But, hey, man, it was great to talk to you, dude. I would like to really thank Matt from No Exit Entertainment for swinging this, setting this up. We think you're a prolific writer, producer. That's the kind of stuff that we're into.
Okay.
When you're out, you do so much. Like, dude, YouTube, and there's so many vids of you out there just hammering it all over the place. I mean, is it hard to, what kind of a diet do you keep out there?
Lots of wheatgrass and it's a little, you know, a little bit of breast milk, you know, I just try to keep it fresh, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, next time you are in town, you should hit us up. I know a fresh little wheatgrass bar, actually.
Yeah, and if you know any pregnant women who are lactating, I also would need that hook up too.
I got you, man.
That's
that.
Pretty horrifying, sir.
No.
But yeah, I was looking at your list of tour dates, by the way, if you want to go to the Bus Driver site, busdriversite.com and/or myspace.com/busdriver, you'll find all of his tour dates. I mean, you're like mad booked from now through October as far as you've listed.
Those are the U.S. tour dates, and my European tour isn't up yet, but I got the European tour right after that. So I'm going to be out there for a minute, so come check me out.
Yes, sir.
Think about doing it. So.
Cool, dude. Hey, man, thank you very much for your time, bro. I'm a big fan. We listen to your stuff, and we've been pumping it up off of Jelly Beam and even further back. So thank you for your time, man.
Thank you, man. All right, y'all. See you later.
All right. We're going to hear another comment. This is comment 3, one of my dear, dear friends who I love every time he calls the show because he doesn't make me feel awkward or anything. We're talking about Gator.
Hi. Average Joe here. Drunk dialing. Our own show hotline. I have a couple people that wish to say hello, a greeting perhaps.
Yeah.
Hopefully something very interesting. There will be a series of 3 people beyond myself. Gator.
Now line up, you motherfuckers. Listen, I'll take this whole fucking recording up. You motherfuckers. Huh? You're scared if I don't come around anymore. You don't even come around once. You motherfuckers. Huh? Hey. Hank, I don't give a fuck anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a ghost. I'll slay you like a motherfucker. You cannot satisfy unsatisfied love. But you know what that is? That is pussy.
And also, I just wanted to add that, you know, before comedy, the first audience that I ever appeared in front of was actually a courtroom. Interesting. Yeah. Well, cool, guys.
I think Joe is slowly inching his way up out of that closet.
I think he is.
Drunk and rednecks.
Oh my goodness. He's hanging out with two lawn parking, no shirt wearing rednecks, and he's saying things like toodles.
Yeah, I have no idea what the one guy was saying.
You got anything out of that list?
No, I was like, what the hell is this all about? All he wanted to know was, why aren't you guys hanging out with him anymore? That's all I heard.
Well, we never have.
I've never been. We're scared. I'm scared. Every time I go there, I get this uneasy feeling. Where does
he live?
Westland.
Westland. So, yeah,
well, that's my neck of the woods.
That explains it all why.
Fucking gun nut central right
hell
there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, you little motherfuckers. That gator mows his lawn at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he doesn't understand why his neighbors hate him. He's like...
No, I thought you were going to say he mows his lawn at 2 o'clock in the morning. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to make sure you said 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
2 a.m.
Yes, 2 a.m. Yeah.
You just heard the lawnmower and then him over that going...
Cut that grass, you motherfucker! Mm. Oh, my God.
That might be what the second talker was.
Make sure to check out our affiliates, TooRawForFM.com, bringing you the best of the Midwest's underground hip-hop.
Yeah, man, shout out to Origix for staying and checking out the show.
Yeah.
Dude came out and hung the fuck out.
He did, yeah, man.
His boy had fun.
Oh, that's what I saw, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to those guys, but you can check them out every day at TooRawForFM.com or live Saturday nights at 89.3 WHFR and worldwide at WHFR.FM.
And we also want to plug what, Lynn?
Zaldor's World at www.zaldor.com. Of course, Insomnia Radio Detroit is at detroit.insomniaradio.net. The proud affiliates of the Olin Ezra Show.
Yes, sir. I love what you're doing. Now, what's up? You're on Bounce Radio,
and
too?
And also on BounceRadio.net, Monday nights and Tuesday nights. From usually in the evenings from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, somewhere around there. Tune in that time. I'm usually around there. So,
Do you get call-ins on your streaming show?
Yes, I do. In fact, I do an interview tomorrow night.
I think
you guys are more than welcome to call.
Yeah, I think we're going to give you a hard time.
Don't give these guys your number.
Oh, yeah. 313.
Do not give this guy your number.
429-0801.
Yep, you just
ruined it. I'm up for punishment.
There we go.
Oh, no, it's not. No, it's going to be punishing. It's just going to be very weird.
That's all right.
That's right.
And then my comment line is 206-666-4644. You know, we'll see. Might as well plug
what's that number again?
206-666-4644.
Word.
666?
Yes.
What was the last four?
666.
4644. 4644.
I'm assuming that's a VoIP number you could have picked yourself.
Yeah, it was a K7.net number. A long time ago, I got it. Like
nice.
4 years ago. It's free. As long as you keep it active for 30 days, they'll keep it for you.
Zaldor, are you familiar with Aleister Crowley?
Yes, actually, he's one of my friends.
Okay.
No. That was a whole bunch of numbers out of Seattle that they were giving out.
Oh, yeah.
That's out of Seattle.
20666. I like that.
Yeah.
Mr. Crowley!
But the 313 number that I gave you, the first one, is from my Skype line, so
Got it.
Oh, Skype double charged me, those
bastards.
I know,
what the hell?
And then when I tried to get back a hold of them, they sent me to frickin' India and I couldn't talk to anybody.
Well, yeah, Skype is overseas company.
Oh.
Did you get the tech support like, hello, my name is Carl, can I help you?
Oh, yeah, Carl.
Your name is not Carl,
yeah.
Sir.
Let me tell you, man, Sanjay was a lot of help.
Sorry, I am Sanjay Zarangabur.
Okay. I don't know what's wrong with tech support in this goddamn country.
I work with a lot of people from India. So, in fact, one of my good friends that works, like, next to me, he's from India, and he doesn't have the accent because he was actually born
right.
Indian. And then moved,
he's got a total Americanized
He moved here when he was 2 years old, so he got the American English. Mm-hmm. But I've got a lot of people that are around me that have the Indian accent, so I can definitely pick up on all the accents and stuff. And It's hard not to go into one of those accents when you're at work. Because right. They might find it offensive.
Yeah, right.
Just play our show for them.
There, exactly. I should start saying, here, listen
that's
to this
not
show.
Offensive.
What's the name? Thank you very much. Can I talk to you again, please?
What's the name of that racist Indian comedian? But he's absolutely...
Russell Peters.
He is hilarious. Yeah, yeah. He is freaking phenomenal.
Russ Peters?
Yeah.
So have you ever been at work and actually, you know, hey, you guys, you got to check out this Russ Peters guy.
No, I should. I should see what they say.
They would fire you.
They probably would fire me.
That's why I got to go to Marvin in the morning.
You know what? What would Mr. T think about Indians?
Mr. T like Indians, fool. Mr. T loves everybody that drink their drugs, stay in milk, and say no to school.
Say no to school.
Drink their drugs.
I wonder what Mr. T would be like if he was answering a help desk line in India.
Oh, that would be
good. That would be really
what
good.
What is that?
Yeah, what's your problem, fool?
I have a question about a hard drive.
Shut up, fool.
Excuse me?
Shut up, fool.
No, it's just I have a quick question. I mean,
what's your question, fool?
All right, my hard drive seems to be blanking. It's flickering. It's doing something very odd. It's there's ants crawling out of my hard drive.
You need to go throw it away. You need to go clean it.
Clean it.
That's right, fool. You need to clean your hard drive, fool. Get some soap and some water and a rag, and you go clean it, fool.
This is not because I dumped soda into my
soda.
My computer.
You need to drink your drugs, fool.
There's drugs in soda. It just took
good.
A turn for the worse.
How anticlimactic.
It was very
climactic. You need to hurry up and go clean off that hard drive so you can play Mr. T in World of Warcraft. My F Night Mohawk, fool.
Thank you for your help, click.
Hemp is a key, okay? There's so much crisis has been created because of the fact you cannot produce or use hemp to alleviating dependence on any one corporation. You literally got, like, the miracle cure for lack of food, textiles, paper, fibers.
Clothes. Oh, yeah.
Water, energy, and medicine, by the way. Hemp seeds contain essential aminos and fatty acids. It's biofuel. Hemp seeds are essentially biofuel.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, here, I got a quote. I got a George Washington quote. Make the most of the hemp. I guess that's how you would talk. Make the most of the hemp seed and sow it everywhere.
He wants you to sow it everywhere, just like Jefferson liked sowing himself all over his slaves.
Not clear on what sowing means. What are we talking about? Sowing?
Sowing?
Sowing,
yeah.
Yeah.
S-O-W.
It's, so
spread your seed, basically.
Essentially. So George Washington, he's spreading his hemp, and Thomas Jefferson.
He was spreading his seed, too. But
multiple seeds.
Jefferson, since you bring it up, by the way, also mentions that if this is not... Keep in mind how long ago that these guys said shit like this.
1792.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin being one of them after the signing of the Declaration saying, well, you have yourself a republic if you can keep it. So you knew something was up there.
Well, yourself a republic if you can keep it. I'm Benjamin Franklin.
I'm pretty sure he said that during an exhale.
I like to fly kites.
Okay, so Jefferson on that same topic.
Wasn't it Franklin with the Liberty Bong? Or was that just in
Liberty
a bad
Bong?
Movie?
It was a horrible movie.
All right.
Steve,
Liberty
continue.
Bell? The Philadelphia?
Yeah, no, the Liberty Bell. Bong from Blue How Bell. High.
Oh, I have a Liberty Bong, actually. There's no crack in it, though. Oh!
All right. I'm sorry, Steve. Continue.
So you see what happens when you get to... Jefferson says, if people let government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as the souls of those who live under tyranny. You got to be aware of some of these things that these guys talked about, you know, over fucking 300 years ago. And the exact state of what you're seeing today is very symbolic. The world's greatest war is waged on your mind.
Extremely.
And it is,
you know,
too.
It really is. Before we close it out, I just want to add on to that. It's something that I think about fairly often. Is that way before you had all these chemicals and before you had all these corporations, before you had Advil, ibuprofen, all these corporations telling you this pill will make you feel this pill will make you feel that. Mm. Think about the earliest man who had no access to any of these fucking pills, any of these fucking chemicals. The human race would not be around this fucking long and longer because people are still, you know, people are still having kids all over the world right now. The human race would not have lasted this long if we had to depend on a chemical to make us feel any fucking thing. Mm. Everything you need is already out there. It's either mm-hmm. growing naturally, mm-hmm. it's already in fucking front of you, it's already inside of you.
You just don't need that shit. You just said it. I was at a recording session the other day, and there's a big-ass apple tree just outside of my boy's house. I'm looking at it. I'm like, That's Soul Symbolic. There it is. That's exactly. Here for us. There it is. Yet,
exactly.
Yet people can't afford to go to a grocery store.
Exactly. Instead of turning around and drinking a grape soda, how about we eat a fucking grape? Instead
just by looking, just by looking at trees that provide yeah. fruit, I think how it could have been.
Yeah, could have been. It's tough, but see, I look at prescription drugs, and I don't look at them to fix my problems. I look at them to give me a good buzz.
I use them. Well, it's use. You know? It's yeah. use, not abuse in any case.
Well, I like to use things. You know, some things I just like to use a little heavier than others.
But borderline abuse.
But my thing is when you go to get cough syrup, it's, citrus-flavored cough syrup. Well, you know, maybe if you ate more citrus fruits themselves, you wouldn't have the fucking cough.
You wouldn't
cough.
Have scurvy.
You know? Because I know that I put a lot of fucked up food, a lot of fucked up chemicals, all that shit in
my
body.
But you
can
offset it or balance it with other things.
True, but I'm saying it's like I always have fucking nasal issues. Like my sinus is always acting up. Maybe if I drank more water, maybe if I got more fresh air, maybe if I did this little thing called exercising.
At least you're aware of what.
A little bit. Sure. You know, maybe I wouldn't be so fucked up nasally.
Nasally.
Just a thought.
So, we got a phone call?
Yeah, I guess James has given us a call. James. The owner of the Bullfrog.
From the Bullfrog.
Jimmy!
Jim, what's up, buddy?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing all right.
Pretty good, man.
Yeah, I always enjoy hosting shows there myself personally, and I like to thank you for, allowing us to have... You know, that one Sunday a night as of right now, and I've got a couple Saturday and Friday night shows coming up, too. So, you know, I just want to say thanks for that.
Yeah, well, I really like working with people that are professional and put together a really good show and plan ahead of time what they want and put the best that they can on that stage. And I like working with people like that. We have had shows where, you know, it's kind of thrown together and stuff, and you can tell we try to work with the people that are really... working hard.
Hey, Jim, what's up? It's Steve here.
Hey.
Now's the time to get this all out. Any negative reports on the Olin Ezra show coming through there? Is there anything that we could be doing better?
No, I haven't heard anything. It's just, you know,
okay. All right, well, we're clear. We did it!
All right! Woo! As long as he didn't hear about that shit.
Oh, man, thank God. That Fryer incident, man, we won't even get into it.
All right.
No, we're joking. We're joking, man. We're totally joking.
No, I haven't got anything. I mean, I only got good reviews. I mean, I think you guys are really professional, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I think we're happy to have you on, you know, doing your show.
Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, listen, this is Big Baby P from the Olin Ezra Show. I just got one question to ask you. I mean, because, you know, like Olin already said, we come there, we do a show there at least once a month now. I just want to know, what is the process? Is there like a training camp somewhere where you get all of your hot waitresses and bar girls? I mean, is there a training camp somewhere? Do you have an understudy? Do you have...
Jim, let me tell you, man, yeah. I do love your taste in waitstaff.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's a whole big underground process we go through there. No, it's not.
Casting couches, like Zaldor said, you had casting couch.
I mean, do you go out and do you scout them young and just, you know, do you
raise them?
Right. Do you raise them somewhere?
Farm raised waitresses,
you know?
Yeah.
Do you have like a Matrix type factory where it's just a bunch of hot girls hooked up to life support machines?
Yeah. I've seen that
tadpoles.
Way. I mean,
they're tadpoles. The tadpoles.
Yeah. You know, we've been doing it for 14 years and we've always had, you know, a pretty good staff. But recently, I think. There's good and bad things with the economy being kind of tough, but that also means a lot of people are wanting jobs, and we put an ad out, and we had over 100 girls come for an interview for one position.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's why...
I would offer them like 5 positions, No, just kidding.
Yeah, well...
So it must have been tough sending away the ugly ones.
I'll tell you what, Jim, you can send the ugly ones to me. I don't discriminate as long as the lights are off.
I hear you. You know, actually, it's crazy because, I mean, I have these girls that they actually have, you know, college degrees, and they're really, seem like they have their stuff together, and they're crying, you know, because of the economy, they want a job and stuff right now, and I feel bad about it because I can't even really, you know, I mean, and they're almost, some of them are overqualified and stuff, you know, but, you know, you know, we're doing the best we can, and I'm really glad. I mean, our staff is great, and I think pretty much anyone that comes there is pretty happy with the wait staff and stuff. And yeah, we did win Michigan Times wait staff, you know, through Real Detroit too a little bit ago, and so yeah, we're lucky to have a lot of these things there, and you know, and that's really the Bullfrog is nothing about the wall or the TVs or the marquee side or anything like that. It's about the people inside, the musicians and the girls that work there, and that's how we've created something pretty cool with the and with, you know, like you guys, your show.
Oh well, no, see,
thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We do definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, Jim. Well, hey, man, we got it. We got to roll on with the show, man, but we really appreciate the
time.
Thanks
for your time, Jim.
And thank you so much for hooking us up with some good promotional opportunities on Sunday and Saturday nights, man.
Yep, keep it up. Keep up the good work. Expect to have lines around the building pretty soon.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, trust me. We're trying to bring more and more people down there to the Bullfrog.
Sounds good. Sounds good, guys.
All right, Jim, take care, buddy.
All right, nice talking to you.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Anybody out there looking for new digs in the Pontiac and or Waterford area, call RW Properties at 248-229-4149 to get set up with a 2 to 3 bedroom townhouse or flat with rents just as low as $475. Call 248-229-4149. Tell them Olin sent you. And RW Properties is an equal opportunity renter. Certain restrictions do apply. And that number again, 229-4149 in the 248.
On the way here, I looked at a billboard, and I'm 94, and it was a Rogers billboard, which, of course, Rogers is the cell phone and cable company out in Canada. Why are they advertising an R in the United States?
Really?
Do you know why?
Because those dirty Canadians are coming over here taking all our jobs.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. You guys were mentioning in last episode 50 this about how we want to take over Canada. It might be the other way around.
It's both ways. It's what's called North American Union. The pacts where our government, Mexico's government and the Canadian government have met numerous times, by the way.
Right.
Independent journalists try to call this out, but nobody will touch it. When these guys
get
together.
Listen to that crazy conspiracy theorist.
This isn't even conspiracy
crazy
theory.
Bastards.
Google North American Union and you'll
That's
find
right.
NATO, paperwork.
NATO, right?
NATO is a military branch of defense. No, North American Union is the
NAFTA.
Idea.
NAFTA. Thank you.
NAFTA. Okay.
NAFTA, right, NAFTA.
But it's the idea of, like, the European Union or the Asian unions. There's no longer really borders that separate our country from a business standpoint. It's
right.
We are now, MEXA,
right.
USA, Canadian.
Right.
Business can be done on those lines now. That's, we're going to see a ton of Canadian.
At the same time.
Have you seen
that.
Mexican billboards, like, actually just in Spanish on 94? I've seen them.
I've seen India in Arabic.
Well,
that's all the time.
Oh. No, that's global government.
That's global. Exactly.
Global market. Global market.
Especially around the Dearborn area.
You almost got to, right?
Right.
Oh.
Look at that save. That was a good save there. But
I was just surprised seeing that they're advertising in Michigan. But I mean, I guess it makes sense because we have so much traffic going between the sides.
Right here? Yeah, it's close.
Especially
close.
Along 94
what
and 75
I like,
area.
I like how things like NAFTA and everything like that, we got Trump trade, do business, build a freeway all the way from the base of Mexico all the way to the top of Canada. But you know what? If you try to cross that border, motherfucker, we're going to anally rape you before you even get over to the other country.
It's becoming such a hassle to have to cross those borders.
Oh, my. That's why I don't do it. I don't have a passport.
You have to have a passport now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So they can lick
is
my
it a passport
chocolate
to get,
starfish.
Is it a passport to get back, but you can get to Canada with no problem, but getting back to the United States,
no,
you have
it's
to have
both
passport.
Ways.
Oh, it is both ways.
Both
okay.
ways. Yeah, I mean, pretty
that's
much
ridiculous.
Customs with the U.S. and customs
or,
with Canada.
Now,
same
fuck
company.
You, I'll swim.
But here's the thing. They can make it easier
happen.
For you. Just float across the river. It's just backstroking.
I just lay on my back and just fucking float across. Fuck you. I don't need a fucking passport.
Take a quick turn to Belle Isle. There's some barbecue going on over there.
It's fucking Free Willy over here, bitches.
they do make it a little more enticing to get, like, these speed passes or, the Nexus travel card.
The Nexus, yeah.
Which has RFID identification, so radio frequency, with all your info on it. So it's like, sure, you can wait and get the passport, or you can just have this RFID chip and, you know, look where that's going. Eventually, it's just going to be, why not have all your information on a chip you can put right into your hand, like the company Mondex that is doing that now and has chipped thousands of people around the world.
Mm-hmm. There's a movie like that.
Oh, dude.
Where it had, like, little checkpoints. You went through them, and, you know.
Which is,
that's what
which
we're
is,
coming
that's
down
how you,
to.
That's how Hollywood.
Which movie?
I'm trying to think of any movie. I can't.
Oh,
remember.
Dude, there's numerous flicks.
No, this is like about 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Sure,
came out.
Yeah, but that's how you introduce. That's social conditioning. That's how you introduce these things. X-Files did a lot of that too with that show. They introduced a lot of interesting things. Did you ever see the X-Files where the guy was invisible? He could be right in front of you, and suddenly that's light reversing.
They're working on that technology for soldiers
right now.
For
lack of a better term, this is true. Light reversing nanoparticles.
Yeah.
So they don't reflect what we see because these lights, with no light, you don't see a fucking thing. But when
there's
light.
Is that why I couldn't see Pat in here when I came in here?
No, that's because I'm black.
It just looks like a pair of floating headphones. It's very
it did.
Odd.
I was really confused. I'm like,
no, seriously.
That's not Pat.
Yeah, that's fucked though. Yeah.
But seriously, no, I read that before. I read that,
you heard of
shit
that
last
then,
year,
Steve?
2 years ago, that they're actually working on that technology for our soldiers.
Yeah.
They're
so you can't really identify. You might
see
a blur in your line of visual.
Exactly,
but
right. It's going to end up It's going to end up looking kind of like, I guess, kind of like how the Predator, you
that's
know?
That's what I was thinking.
You know, Predator, when he's going across the trees and it just looks like a blur. And even when he was standing right in front of the people, they were looking like, "What the what? Huh?"
That's fucked
rubbing
up.
Their eyes. Like,
but that's the technology. I am more, I don't want to say worried, but concerned about RFID when it comes to that.
Yeah, RFID is some scary shit.
It's scary.
Yeah,
it's scary. I mean, it's the idea and principle of it is sound. You know, it can solve a lot
it's
of
a great
problems.
Idea. Yeah, I agree.
But instead of using it for the right purposes, we're just tagging ourselves with it, so we're marked.
But don't forget, that's what's considered the introduction of problem, reaction, solution. I'm kind of borrowing that from David Icke and other, you know, people that talk about that, but it's you create issues, offer solutions. There's reaction from the public, offer solutions. So whenever people are offering solutions at that level of elitism, sure.
What's a bummer? Have you been through any of the seatbelt checkpoints yet?
What do you mean by I've been through them? I've driven through them. I have my seatbelt on.
Right,
so
but you know what I'm talking about, where the cop is essentially sticking his nose right in your car. Like, get out of here, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it really bums me out that's like what we've
It's
you
no
know,
different
achieved.
Than a speed trap situation, though.
It's not in that the cops can actually lean as far into your car as they need to.
Oh, then I haven't been in one of those situations yet.
No,
that's fucked.
Newburgh and Warren, they have that set up, and they'll stick their head right in the car. Oh, is that weed that I smell?
So in other words, it's not necessarily about seatbelt so much as
it
is
about
going on. Is that a bean? Is that
is that a fat stem on your car seat? Why don't you pull over there? Let's see what else you got.
Let's check what else is. Just like when you go through the border patrol,
right? Absolutely,
the same kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've had my car stopped every time.
I've had my car searched the border patrol because I was crossing so much at one point that I was because I was dating somebody in Canada.
Because you're trafficking drugs.
I was trafficking drugs.
Well, it was that and all the heroin.
I was dating somebody in Canada, so they got to they see me crossing so many times. They were wondering what's going on with me. So.
Yeah,
I get myself on the camera too.
You just raise your sack and say, "Hey, the weed's right here, buddy. Why don't you pick it out for me?"
It's right between the.
I don't have to worry about that.
Throw off the drug dogs. Bring like a giant bag of catnip or something. Freak
just
the dogs
bring some
out.
Dog chow. You know what? I'm taking a bag of dog chow to and from Canada with
under
me.
Your
good
crotch.
Good boy. Good boy.
There you go. That's a good idea.
But Pat, you got some pop culture, my friend. What do you got?
All right. So So I was sitting back watching TV the other day. When I came across this little documentary that's running on HBO right now, it's called The Yes Men Save the World. Mm. Instantly, when you hear the word yes men, it does kind of pique the interest, makes you wonder, what the hell are they talking about?
Yes, man. Yes, sir.
What are they yesing?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
And
yep.
Like I said, it's a documentary, so of course, you know, you hit the info button. And old Big Baby P hit the info button. Come to find out, it's something that seems kind of interesting. So I'll go ahead and watch a little bit of it. Basically, what this documentary is about is about two gentlemen that basically pull pranks all over the world. But it's not your jackass. It's not your con. It's not that kind of prank. The kind of pranks that they pull are the kind of pranks that need to be pulled because they're running them pretty much Borat / Bruno style on major corporations.
Is this the same group of people that called Sarah Palin pretending to be the president of France?
That, I don't think so.
They're from Canada.
No, are they?
Yeah, those were some Canadian guys. Canadian. That was a radio station, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a radio station.
Right. No, yeah, these aren't those
okay
guys.
Okay now. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay now. Bye.
No, what these guys do, oh, I love these guys for doing this. The documentary itself, it catches just like the backlash, the principles and the ideas behind one of their more well-known pranks. What they did in 2004 was one of these gentlemen went on BBC TV and the BBC radio proclaiming to be a member of Dow Chemicals. He, pretended to be a...
What a nice corporation, first of all.
The human
element. Nice and clean.
The human element.
Nice and clean. They don't pollute. Have you seen their commercials?
Of this, the GM smart grid technology.
Oh, the smart grid. That's what I want to be a part of, is the government motors smart grid.
No grid is smart nor nice.
Sorry, Pat. Yeah. Continue.
No. I'm happy that you said that they don't.
I'm gonna find this shit, dude. As soon as you even start talking about it, it sounds interesting as fuck.
Now, just because you just said that they don't pollute, maybe they don't. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they don't. But what I will also say is that in early 2000, I'll say around 2001, 2002, Dow Chemicals acquired Union Carbide. Union Carbide, you might remember from the 1980s, maybe around December 3rd, 1984, when one of their factories in Bhopal, a small village in India, pretty much exploded, killing...
Yeah, what did it do to those poor people?
Oh, it killed 10,000 of them.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with a little genocide.
Pretty much
exactly
did that.
Exactly like that.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so basically 40 tons...
Scared the hell out of me.
40 tons of poisonous gas...
fucking genocide.
Including cyanide was pretty much leaked.
Isn't that like a byproduct of cyanide?
I believe so, yes, sir.
All right.
Cyanide, yes. Yes, they are together.
Because there's many cyanide production companies.
I had that for breakfast this morning.
Exactly, see? Yep. Fucked up part is, I'm probably having it right now. But yeah, it killed 10,000 people. Those that didn't die, but were pretty much everyone there, even though they didn't die, the gas is a fucking gas. They're inhaling it, they're exhaling it. It's in the water system. Even today, fucking 25 years later, the shit is still in the water system.
It's like the Indian version of Chernobyl. Nice.
Right, basically, because it's like, the kids that... In the movie, they're actually showing, clips of, a medical center there. The lady is showing you on the map. These villages are the closest ones. They still don't have clean water. These villages are right just outside of the prime area. They have, their water is about 30% clean, 40% okay.
I'm going to try to jump to conclusions here and say that our political elite are going over there to give those poor kids the human touch.
No.
Okay. Sorry. Way off base.
What was the prank that they did then?
Well, what it was one of these gentlemen went on to, like I said, he went on a BBC TV and / BBC radio in 2004, the 20th anniversary of the day, 20 years to the day, and pretended to be one of the Dow representatives and went ahead and proclaimed on BBC TV and BBC radio that Dow Chemicals was going to go ahead and send $18 billion to Bhopal, India, basically clean up the mess of the company that they acquired.
The BBC ran with it, right?
Dow
Chemicals to give $18 billion to India.
Now this is the part where we as a people need to stop, take a step back, look at ourselves, probably punch ourselves in the gut. Mm-hmm. As soon as this happened, as soon as, he went on and actually proclaimed Dow Chemical actually giving a fuck about the human element, the Dow stock dropped about 3.5 points.
Yeah.
That is a lot of fucking money. Is because, as a shareholder, you just find out that the company that all of that profit, all of that income, all of that surplus, instead of that being split up and sent back to you as a dividend from your share, they're going to actually turn around and do something responsible with it, something worth doing with it, something that would actually help
Which is not conducive to capitalism.
No. Exactly.
It's cutthroat business.
I thought it was consume, 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 consume until there's nothing left to consume and we've consumed each other.
Exactly.
That's what being a consumer is, right?
Exactly. That's exactly how they fucking look at us.
Well, me and Pat are halfway on our way there then, aren't we?
So we should be worried sitting in the same room?
That's right, you guys should be. You'd be the skinny ones in the room.
You try and control yourselves for at least the next half, 15 minutes.
I'll tell you what. If it gets tight, I'm eating one of you guys first.
Look, I'm pretty sure I told you guys, if for some reason we ever actually do get stuck in this booth, damn it, Olin. You're going first, dude. I'm sorry.
All 92 pounds of me.
I will claw my way out of here.
But, no, it's just... I mean, it's just I'm just really suggesting that everyone take a look at this documentary. If you got HBO, like I said, it's coming on.
Yes,
it should
man.
Be coming on Friday and Saturday,
yes,
right?
Man.
The documentary itself is called "The Yes Man Save the World."
I bet you can get it at thepiratebay.org.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Right. I know if you can't, you know, if you don't have HBO, if you don't have on demand, I know you could get it online somewhere.
Maybe on Netflix
I know you
could too.
Get it. Right?
Do you know what they want to do with it? If you want to do it the right way,
yeah,
with some of that shit, they also will just divide it into like 10-minute vids, and it's on YouTube. All
yeah, it might be
stuff.
On YouTube.
YouTube yeah. Like 10 minutes a piece.
That's how I watched The Zeitgeist for the first time through, was like 30 YouTube 10-minute clips. And I was like, man, this is so great. Next
clip. I usually just stick them on pause for a minute and let the little red
let line it load, let it load all the way.
Well, you can watch the whole thing in Google. Google Video has like full-length
which
movies.
I imagine you can find it there too. This
right,
yes
yeah. You know what? Like I said, just like you got to Google us, bitches, Google this, bitches. One more thing that I want to pull up from it, though, is that the gentleman, they were actually having a conversation with a group out of Washington. Well, no, I won't say that they were out of Washington, but it was a group of a lot of market analysts, I'll say. And it's amazing to me that these ass fuck, these just,
those chocolate starfish
eating
fucking dicktards.
These fucking cock breath. Just anal.
Tell us how you really feel.
Deuce. Fuck.
Reptilian skin having child molesting.
King shit on turd melting.
Cock sucking fucking. Fucking dog fuckers.
Gaily ass.
This is an explicit
tongue.
Show, isn't it?
You're smelling.
Hello, I'm sorry. Okay, you know what?
My name is Jim Michaels from the FCC, and we are now talking about the internet part two. Well, you guys are going to have to shut down your show.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'll go unbiased. These gentlemen.
These wonderful
Excuse
people.
Me.
That's
disgusted.
The human
There's a
element.
Soundbite right there.
All
right.
I'm sorry. When I sell out, that happens.
Oh, Pat, man, you got your human element all over me.
I'm sorry, but I just want to point
shoes.
Out that these market analysts that these guys were talking to, and this is in the first half hour of the documentary. A couple of key points that these guys wanted to bring up. When it comes to, you know, the whole free trade thought, the whole free trade process, three of their main points was that, one, ignore the demonizing of companies. You know, when you hear about a, let's say, a Union Carbide, Dow Chemicals, being, you know, criticized in the news and in the press for doing something, just ignore it. You know, these companies, they know what they're doing. You let them along, you let them along long enough,
ask
they'll
no
figure
questions.
It out.
Right, basically. So when we find out that McDonald's is running, like, yet another cut-and-run rainforest slaughterhouse factory facility, we shouldn't worry about it.
No, right, you should do.
Okay.
Number two, okay.
Well, that's easy
and
enough,
rely
then.
On the free market system.
Oh, so
it's gotten us this far, it'll get us
okay,
even farther.
It's gotten us this far.
Right, it's gotten us into. Hey, hold on. Here we go. It's gotten us.
How far?
Again, sure. The free market system has never been free as it is influenced.
It's an empty wallet.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
But and it's got
because you need
to
buy insurance. You got to pay for this. You got to pay for that. You got to suck.
What he's
you got
getting at,
left.
Or is the free market system has never been free as it is influenced, predetermined,
right?
And
influenced. In this documentary, the gentleman, I can't remember his name. I'm not sure if it was Martin Freeman, Alan Friedman.
That kind of sounds familiar.
Maybe Alan Friedman.
Yeah, that's
right. See, I
want to
say it was one of those.
Gordon Friedman from Half-Life.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Go to hell, Alan.
He went to
sure
MIT and
yeah,
killed
right.
aliens.
I'm not sure which Friedman
Gordon,
this
Gordon
was,
Friedman.
But. Like all of the analysts that I'm talking about now, they were like directly they look up to this guy, who they got clips in the documentary of him talking to Ronald Reagan, talking
look,
to
Pat,
Bill Clinton. There's even fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger clip of him talking about I followed Friedman and I became this
Jeez,
that and other.
Pat,
exactly.
Look, man, fuck what these guys are saying, dude.
Hold
if
on,
you
hold
can't
on,
see
on,
like the common sense.
Hold on, wait. The third thing that I want to point out that they were mainly about is that you don't allow government to interfere with corporate affairs. Okay.
Well, yeah.
So and
government,
by not
government
hold on,
motors.
Hold on, by not letting government Interfere, you know what that got us? That got us to the energy market being deregulated, which is why you're paying $275, $325 an arm, a leg, and a testicle for 1 gallon of gas, and the laws being lifted on the mortgage market, which is why we just had the fucking bailout. Maybe we should have the government.
And a lot of those companies actually lobby for deregulation, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Free range fucking psychopaths.
Yeah, we need to give Microsoft to the government. We need to give Google to the government. We just need to have the government regulate everything.
What's fucked up about that is that's not the answer either.
Right.
So it kind of leads you to saying that systems, all systems, whether they be a belief or market function, can only be false. Nothing actually will work when you get the population of people we have on this planet on the same page. It's a chain. It's a link of chain in humanity that always has its weak links.
Exactly.
Including the elitists and the Congress.
This kind of goes into something I ran into last night about this cars.gov website. Have you guys heard about this?
Is this the cash for clunkers?
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's cash for clunkers. Like, this guy at the bar last night where I host karaoke at, he gave me this thing from Glenn Beck, if that means anything right there.
It sure does.
Glenn Beck.
I should stop you right there.
Probably stop me.
How dare you?
I'm sorry for mentioning him on the show. I don't believe anything he says either. But he's like, you need to read this and you need to check into this. I'm like, okay, right away. And it's talking about how if you go to the cars.gov website, your computer and whatever is going to be automatically tagged, and your car could be pulled by the government. There's a big disclaimer at the bottom of the website or like that.
Are you kidding?
I should have brought this paper with me. But
your car should be what?
No, your car
followed,
could be tagged. And if you register on the cars.gov website, there's a disclaimer at the bottom says, registering on this website, you acknowledge that your car could be pulled or monitored by the government, whatever. This is what Glenn Beck said to tell these Republican people to check out this.
Glenn Beck's shill. He's a shill for
That's why they want people to rely more on the GPS. Now, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I use them. I love them. But that GPS is giving your location out everywhere you are.
Yeah, man. I love that the Daily Show ran this little clip, but Jon Stewart had said something about Glenn Beck's recent on Fox and Friends where he blatantly says, I don't understand why Obama has to be such a racist. He just calls him a racist towards not just white people, many races. And then he actually says he hates white people. He's against what white people have done in this country. Therefore, and then it fades to black, and they say 75 seconds later, come back, and it's Glenn Beck going, I'm not saying he's a racist. I'm not saying that he hates white people. So that's that double speak mentality that shills do throughout one thing, wait a little while, a minute, counteract it. So depending on where you come in on the broadcast, you only saw something or heard something. It's like,
hey, Mr. T, my name is Bill O'Reilly. Do you mind if I conduct an interview with you really quick? Would you like to tell me about Gary Coleman? Now, would you say it my way if I said that you like to support Gary Coleman's genitals? Did you say that, Mr. T? Mr. T? Hello?
You know what?
No. Hey, oi, hey. You did it, sir. I'm sorry.
I couldn't go on. I would stab him in the throat. I would literally stab him in the fucking throat.
Did you see what they did to that one kid that came on that was talking about 9/11, the 9/11 hoax? And Bill O'Reilly basically tried to fight the kid.
Well, that's not the show to go on to talk about 9/11.
That's not the show to go on at all.
That guy's a fucking demon.
You'd get more credibility out of going on with a...
You could talk more political aspect on fucking Sesame Street than you could on the Bill O'Reilly show.
The View.
Right.
I don't like
this politician. No, Elmo, what you need to recognize is that...
Snuffleupagus walks in.
Right.
You know, Washington lobbyists are number in the hundreds, and they get writer's pass that can put porno right near your school. Hey, Bird. And then the count steps up in there for no apparent reason.
Bad politician.
But no, hey, man, thanks a lot for coming down and being part of a show and everything like that. You know, thanks for the beer, Dirty Bastard. Check Zaldor out, one of our good affiliates at ZALDOR.com. And where else?
Detroit.insomniaradio.net.
Insomniaradio.net.
And bounceradio.net.
Bounceradio.net.
Google me, bitches.
Google bitches?
Just Google Zaldor.
Google Zaldor, bitches.
Good, man. It's
Google
good to be
the
out there,
Owen Ezra show, bitches.
And I know that there's some jerk off out there that disagrees with us. So what you got to do is grow a pair. Or if you're a chick, you know, just let your boobs hang down and call us at 313-254-4260. That number again, 313-254-4260. So for myself, I am wetter than a slut on ecstasy. Big baby P.
So your girlfriend did get those pills I sent her.
Stephen Foster.
What I'm saying, smoke that herb and you know just what I'm saying.
And special guest co-host, Mr. Les Zaldor.
Thanks, guys. Been a lot of fun.
Zaldor.
We're going to take you out to Me Time by Bus Driver only on Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
The pinned up over beige, critical the cake, all up in the ruined GOP motorcades. For these senseless scenes, hurt censor scenes, I earned a soldier's wage. So I broke your leg, bitter roll the blades, cause I came in at the OG was overpaid. For putting M16s, at friend and Dean, coursing through the bolster aids. I'd even want a brush in the economic crunch. If an answer just seems in a bombing slush, and a sexist machine expressed in mean cerebral roll persuade. Super Kennedy, mother dark matter, and I'm the spring, but the professor who is in charge. I don't know, they all eat their business cards. I'm a hacker, they're shooting, no Vladimir Putin. While the rubber, this is a cashmere pantsuit thing. I can knife this person, so I'd be poor and become your golden egg. Automated border ready, tell them some of the subsequent happy server in the pool, the undecided registry, because they don't give a fuck about the funding on the troop search. It's a moot point, what have you heard? Bubbling the idiots for news correspondency, the desperate and need for renewal for a policy. You have to give the treaties to the pro war pandering as we're all scupper over Saturn rings. Regimented double talker, undercuts the president to other corporate heads, trying to render every tax cuts and the decibels, even genitals, the tentacles, bending the head to say the regulated grounds. Happy ever after benefactors, all still about to see, send it down the super celebrated fanfics. They need to give a single solitary hood about the proletariat. The memberment is gross. Yeah. What does this mean for you, though? You niggas suckin' cheat up, roll the in a Prius. But I gotta get my money management to see plus. What my foreclosed homes and portable loans are revisit the need to grind. I did a Russian pen box, tipping off some hemlock. Cause I got to open to a building on my desktop. When I've been overt, soft, and undercooked, that's when it need me time. Time. Liberal thinker, cause now the middle finger's the California state bird. If it ain't hurt,